Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, LER, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. We got a great doubleheader, Diane Chirico. She's a licensed massage therapist, medical massage practitioner, with Get the Knots Out, Massage Therapy will be joining me, along with returning Hillary Loftus, the Education Director for Help Our Wounded Foundation and the Concussed Student Athlete Program with Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy. Then the Sports Doctor's in with some Bob Guida wisdom and your emails. Diane Chirico, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great. First of all, did I pronounce your name right? Is it Chirico?
Well, it's Chirico.
Chirico, that's why I asked. I should better with the name Weil. You know, I grew up Weil Weil, so Chirico,
sure.
I got it.
Yes,
Diane,
give us
some background on yourself and the massage therapy.
Okay, my original calling was to be a nurse because back in the day when I was a teenager, I was a candy striper and I loved it. But I was in an abusive relationship that I needed to get out of, and I needed a career, and nursing was just going to be too much schooling. So my sister a friend of hers did massage therapy, so my sister suggested it. There was a mom and pop shop in my neighborhood, and they were such wonderful people, and Kitty Lear was such a great teacher. She had been doing massage for over 50 years. And so I didn't think of massage as being such a healing career, but I'm so glad I went into this because I have been able to really help people hands-on and create so many miracles with muscular pain, especially in today's world with chronic pain being the most common ailment, they're saying. So it's...
Oh, yeah. Whether you're a superstar or a grandma, soft tissue therapy has been around as, you know, hands-on. You mentioned that magic term. And for decades on the Sports Doctor, we have talked about the tremendous value in helping enhance healing, reduce stress, and all aspects. And it's exploded in the acceptance in the medical world. You know, there's not a serious sports team, Diane, at almost any level that doesn't include massage therapy. You know, 25, 35 years ago, the teams didn't know how to spell massage, you know?
Yes, but they've learned.
The
healing benefits that go with massage, and that's why in New Jersey, they put us under the board of nursing. That's why they made us licensed, because it really is a specialty, and it is really so healing.
You know, over the years, again, the chiropractic profession claims the inclusion of massage therapy in their practices forever. Medical doctors never included massage therapy, yet almost all chiropractic physicians, and I've had them on my show for decades also, included massage therapy. The hands-on, and this is what really stood out when it came, you know, to the chiropractic profession itself. So the medical side, the medical acceptance has been a big part of your world also, isn't it?
Absolutely, and rightfully so. There are times that I've had many clients that have been in physical therapy. I'm not putting down physical therapy. There is a time and a place. But muscular pain is different. They had been in physical therapy for over 9 months, two clients, in fact, and I got them back in bed. One guy was in his recliner. He couldn't even sleep in bed. And one lady couldn't even sleep more than 3 hours a night. And within a month, she was sleeping 6 hours. And within 6 months, I had the man's full range of motion in his arm. So it really is different.
You know, it's something also, again, when you're stimulating the tissues, you're stimulating circulation. You're getting healing blood and ingredients in and waste products out. And that's always been, you know, putting it in English, what really, really is going on. And whether you're looking, again, to recover from, even at the highest level of sports, from the actions of whatever the sport is, or you're looking again to enhance healing, you know, you mentioned something very important. You know, we've had experts on chronic pain. It's such a big area. No one has to talk about pain pill nightmares that we've seen. And medicine, of course, has its value and has its place. But the over-reliance on the world of pain medicine and the lack of including things like you're doing. I mean, right, Diane? Someone's got to get the knots out.
Exactly. And the first class of active isolated stretch I took was in 2003. And active isolated stretching has been in our country for over 60 years. There are three leading experts, and I actually trained under two of them. I have 95 hours of training. Now, if you think about it, a muscle gets short and tight. And when you use it, because you could see that in a bicep when you make the bodybuilder stance. And if a muscle is used and used and used, especially in these athletes, they're really using their muscles. So unless you stretch that muscle back to health, no pill is going to open that. You know, no more exercise is going to open it. So,
and of course, my famous late great Bob Guida, met in the late 70s, he was always concerned about overstretching. He was always concerned about proper technique.
Exactly.
And this, of course, has become very, very important when we're looking to, he would talk about the reciprocal inhibition, using your bicep as the same example. When you make a muscle, you contract a muscle, you relax. It's opposite, and that becomes a big deal. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back years, different topics, international guests, national guests, local guests. You go over to newspaper articles and magazines, a lot of great stuff with MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review. We have thousands of followers, great information in sports medicine, fitness, and wellness in all of our platforms at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. We're talking big time healing modality, as I like to describe massage therapy, with Diane Cherico. And the idea of being able to pay attention to the inclusion of massage therapy. Have you also seen that medical community has really come a long way, baby, when it comes to recommending and including massage therapy, even though, sometimes we say there's a lot more to be done?
I think that there is still more work that needs to be done. Unfortunately, it's not covered under insurances. So, you know, doctors will recommend either physical therapy or a chiropractor before massage. Hopefully
I would welcome you to not having a hassle with the world of insurance.
Insurance, I know, I
aspects.
I get it.
But you should be included.
You really should be included.
Diane, what's the best site people could find out about you and what you do?
It's www.getthenotsout.org.
And again, the idea of rest and recovery, and again, where we see a tremendous alliance on hands-on and soft tissue therapy. You know, Guida used to always talk about if there was an acute injury, And then they would be working in areas peripherally, you know, around that area to stimulate healing and things.
Right.
How
That's
quickly
true.
Do you find massage therapy could be valuable, Diane, in, let's say, in an acute problem? Just happened.
Well, in an acute problem, definitely put ice on it. And then my clients start stretching right away because I have my book, You Can If You Say You Can, and my stretching DVD, Stretching with Diane, that can be found on my website. And the book features my 86-year young mom who does these stretches on a regular basis. And she needs a knee replacement but can't have it because she has heart murmur. But she keeps her legs going. She keeps active. She's walking. She's dancing.
Yeah, get your mom in orthotics, Diane.
She stretches her legs. When she stretches her legs properly, she feels great, no problem. And the premise is to hold a stretch for no more than 3 seconds. Unfortunately, these stretch places are popping up, and they hold the stretch for 30 seconds because there is an overstretching. So that's why you just hold the stretch two to three seconds, and release. And then you go back and you do reps. You do about 20 reps. There's the magic, because when you come back to do another rep, that's when that muscle says, oh, we're opening up. That's where you stop the pulling on where the bone attaches to tendons or ligaments, depending on where it's attached to. And it stops the pulling because you're giving that muscle back its range of motion. You're giving the fibers a real stretch, not just holding it, but doing reps of them. It's mind-blowing to me. Even myself, I used to get really bad migraines because I was working so hard and my neck was so tight. And when I started stretching my neck, I didn't like it. But I was like, your neck is in pain already. This is just a little uncomfortable. And I knew what I was doing, so I continued with it. I'm a new lady today.
We're very interested in prevention on the sports doctor. We're very interested in proactive
fixing and prevention.
Things that could be done and to prevent problems, whether we're talking about a 14-year-old figure skater who's already doing triple jumps or a 16-year-old tennis player or a cross-country runner, growing kids and being able to, this is why I've had the international people, Teresa Power, with Kids Yoga, International Kids Yoga Day, where they're in like 50 countries, they're spending a day and learning how to properly move in order, again, to whether it's relieve stress mentally and or physically. And I, you know, when you're talking about that, I would think again that, you know, the weekend warrior and the casual athlete are trying to stay healthy longer, that, you know, a program like this makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. 100%. I want to do one of those days for kids, because if kids learn how to stretch their muscles properly, they won't have any problems. Because once something starts hurting them, and this is what my clients even tell me, you know, it started hurting. I knew what to do. It's a miracle.
Yes. Well, again, when you're talking with all sorts of things, you know, somebody who's flat-footed got a whole different situation than someone's got high arches. Or someone with bow leg. Alignment is a major, major key, especially when we see any chronic or persistent low back problem is almost always foot related. And many times I go way, way back again with my soft tissue and massage therapy friends, which was to get you guys to include foot ankle strengthening.
Yep.
I'm being now a little bit a prejudice here in the spot. And also work balance, work stability. And again, when we're talking about these kinds of, but the, you know, the younger ages, you know, this proper stretching, proper technique, for 100 years, I'm trying to get it included in the schools, you know, good luck to me. But I think we're making some progress, Diane.
Well, I'll help you there. If I can do anything to help you do that, because I too am trying to get into the schools. I had a 9-year-old client. Well, now he's 24, 23. And he traveled the world. You know, he traveled our country on a bike because when he got into the tent, he's like, Diane, I knew what to do. But when he was 9 years old, they wanted to put him on Prozac thinking that he had Tourette's. When it was a tight neck, he was all stressed out from school and carrying his backpack. And I taught him a few stretches, and he was great. So, yeah, you know, getting this, teaching kids how to do this, so the key.
Well, the and, you know, plus the fact, you know, there's no lessening of the great effect of massage to reduce stress. This
Absolutely.
Is a huge part of the fitness and wellness industry, big part of the salon industry. Again,
yes.
When we're talking about rest and recovery, and the biggest, it's amazing, Diane, wherever my guests are from, anywhere in the world, whatever their vocation is, mental health is right on top of all the different challenges. We yes. all know what's going on with our youngsters and with the adolescents. Of course, you then throw in social media, and we're
yeah.
all in trouble. So
yeah.
the ability of reducing stress, and I've always felt that, because there's so many different types of massage, right? Give us some yeah. examples quickly of some different types of I knew we would run almost over time with this. that's why we'll have
yeah.
to have you back. Give me again the website, Diane. People could find out about Diane Jericho.
Sure. Thank you.
You and your work and your books.
Sure. It's www.getthenotsout.org. And yeah, you can see my books and my services, and I even do
and get Zoom. The knots. Knots is KNOTS, right?
Correct. Get the KNOTS out.
Hold on, Diane. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back live from Chicago. Well, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We want to welcome back Hillary Loftus, the Education Director, to help our Wounded Foundation and the Concussed Student Athlete Program with hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Hillary, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's great to be here with you and your sports radio community. You've been doing such a wonderful service for sports over the years.
Give us some quickie background on you and the Howe Foundation, hyperbaric oxygen. Give us some background.
Sure. So I'm a former sports mom. My son played baseball and soccer all throughout high school. And I was working in healthcare in Connecticut before moving down to South Florida, where I discovered medical-grade hyperbaric oxygen therapy for concussions. So I'd heard about hyperbaric oxygen therapy from healthcare, from wound care centers, from different hospitals that I worked with, but I'd never heard about it for concussions and traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress until I moved down to South Florida and was introduced to it by a very well-respected patient-centered physician who some of my family here worked with, or not worked with, but were patients of. And so when I learned about it, I was a little skeptical, but...
Was that the doc we had on, Hillary? Is that the doctor who joined me?
Let's see. I think you've had, I don't think you've had Dr. Richard Rayburn on before. He's a board member of Howe Foundation, but you've had Dr. Joe Maroon, who's a former, who's a team neurosurgeon for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You might have had Dr. Daniel Cantor, who is a neurologist, the chair of the Florida Concussion Committee for Florida High Schools. You might have had him. He's the chair of our medical advisory board.
I've had people from around the world in the world of concussions, including pink concussions with my friend Catherine Snedeker, the whole that world, introduced you to many of them. And was very intrigued and still am with the hyperbaric oxygen, which, as you said, has been around the world of healing, mostly wound care stuff, forever. And the idea of having another weapon that's very, very safe, doesn't have any side effects, is getting great results. How long have you been involved with the world of hyperbaric oxygen? How long are we talking, Hillary?
So now it's been almost 8 years since I've been with Howe Foundation, and I started my own HBOT consulting services as well to work with other medical.
And how have you found? How have you found? Like, you and I talked about this. I don't know how many years you've been on with me. God, I don't know, 3-4 years, something like that.
Yeah, three or four years.
We exposed the world to this, you know, together. How's the medical community, as we've talked over these past few years, come to include, accept, recommend hyperbaric oxygen in this endless area of brain trauma and, again, concussions in sports?
How are we doing with that? It's been exciting to see the traction that's happened over past even 5 years. Yes. And in terms of the veteran community, which is really what Howe Foundation started to help, the veterans with their post-traumatic stress and their traumatic brain injuries. So when I started 8 years ago, there was not one state that mandated that the VA tell veterans about hyperbaric oxygen therapy, but now there are 10 states in our country that have passed bills mandating that. And some of the states are giving hyperbaric facilities money to help these veterans. And also with concussed student athletes, there's more and more exposure. Clemson University, for example, and Louisiana State University are putting medical-grade hyperbaric chambers in their new training facilities, their new athletic facilities. So that just happened within the past 18 months. It's the first time I've seen information about
One of the real challenges, of course, is accessibility the education. You know my three words on the Sports Doctor all these years. Number one is awareness. What are we talking about here? Number two is education.
Yeah.
The whole learning side. Of course, the third thing is that, you know, the positive action. And sometimes it's 10 states. There should be 50.
Yes, we're working on that.
This is a, the hyperbaric oxygen chamber, I mean, it's an expensive ordeal for a facility to have this technology, Hillary.
Well, all medical, equipment is expensive.
Bingo.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Everything's a fortune.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And a lot of the student athletes that we treat, concussed student athletes and other clients, they've been suffering, for quite a while. I mean, the student athletes are younger, of course, but I'm thinking of a pitcher, a 16-year-old pitcher that we treated, and he's been suffering for a year. Their careers here in high school.
Yes. It's interesting. We feature all the time, as you know, individuals like HitCheck and some mm-hmm. others that have technology for the sideline. Adrian Harrell from Finland.
Yes.
The idea mm-hmm. of coming up with a saliva test where the identification is such a big deal, so important. But then, like you just mentioned, these chronic problems that either aren't treated. And again, when someone says, what are the time frames here? It's all iffy. There is no exact science that is directing us, but we've come a long, long way in all aspects of concussions. And oh my God, the veterans. But the results have been promising, right?
Yes, very promising. I mean, for example, the video that I sent you of a recent NCAA hockey player that we treated.
Hockey and football are the two famous examples of what, so much more attention has been paid, thankfully. And, there's no way to stop the collisions.
Right, exactly. And, so let's get them treated. I mean, this kid, he went from being, really a basket case and, and a lot of even student athletes have committed suicide because of their post-concussion syndrome, because of their concussions. I mean, depression and anxiety can be very severe.
Yes. Now, even the idea, you just lit an idea as you're talking, the idea again of this, that's the end game sometimes, again, the whole suicide world with the social media and all of these, again, mental health concerns. Which is, besides the concussion incidences, whether or not hyperbaric oxygen would be of value, whether it's depression or anxiety, has anybody been looking at that, Hillary?
Well, yes. I mean, and there are a lot of, thankfully, a lot of other neuromodalities that very patient-centered physicians and clinicians are utilizing to help with mental health. But, for my field, concussions, I do know that I feel that student athlete and suicides and professional athlete suicides are completely unnecessary. Every time I read about one, and there's some organizations that are very good about publicizing them, which is important, but there is...
Yeah, having another weapon, though.
Treatment.
So
yes.
Having another weapon is so important. What's the best site that people could find out about the organizations, Hillary?
For Howe Foundation, it's www.howefoundationsffsouthflorida.org because we're a 501c3. We raise funds, our generous funders donate funds so that we can treat these concussed student athletes and veterans.
Is that foundations? Is that foundations
yes.
plural and then with SF after?
No, foundation singular. Good question.
Right. And then I don't know how many times we've messed up that email.
I know. Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So give it to me again straight. Go ahead.
It's Howe, H-O-W, foundation, and then SF for SouthFlorida.org.
It's interesting. You talk about Clemson. The whole college world. Again, the football world. And the ability of having access to these kinds of treatments, the duration. If somebody's going to include hyperbaric oxygen, I know there's all sorts of individual situations. In general, how many sessions do they find that's helpful?
Well, good question. So we like to get them right away when the inflammation is fresh. So when I say right away, I mean within a week or 10 days of their concussion. And, you know, I'm not a clinician, but I've been around long enough to see what they prescribe. And usually it's about 5 sessions. And, of course, each concussion is different, and it depends on how many concussions they've had. So we might start them out with 5 and to get rid of the most recent concussion symptoms and heal their brain. But
yeah,
if they've had concussions prior, it might be more like 20.
It's the team physicians and the athletic trainers who you continuously need to educate to be aware of what you're talking about for their particular schools. Gosh, there's an endless array of schools, I would imagine. How's the feedback from the team docs and or athletic trainers, Hillary?
It's really all over the place. You know, there's some very patient-centered clinicians that have, and physicians, team docs, that have really dove into this to try to do whatever they can to help heal the brains of their concussed student athletes. And, you know, but it's hard because the docs are so busy these days. I mean, with, you know, even more since COVID, they have insurance and all that they have to deal with. So
plus you have denials. You know, you have Brian Urlacher, the Hall of Fame famous bear, he was kidding, was talking about if he got his head done, he'd come to the sidelines and tell the docs, yeah, I hurt my foot, you know, so that they wouldn't pull him out. But getting these youngsters in so many different sports to be honest, the fact that they might have had some head trauma is a real challenge.
Yeah, so the testimonials that we have from our concussed student athletes who've recovered, we share those as much as we can. We give presentations to educate student athletes about concussion prevention, awareness, and treatment. And we tell them it's cool. It's not cool to deny a head injury because you only have one brain that you need for the rest of your life, your whole life, and your brain controls everything. And so what if you have to miss, you know, 1 or 2 games because you're getting treatment? At least you'll be able to play, you know, in the championship down the road, and you'll be able to play
Absolutely.
Next year.
Going to talk more about afterwards. It, I think, too, and maybe with some of the equestrians and some other, you know, the endless array of sports that are dealing with the concerns of head trauma. We're talking to Hillary Loftus, concussed student athletes, hyperbaric oxygen. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of Sports Doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Talking to Hillary Loftus, we're talking about the world of concussions. We're talking about the technology of hyperbaric oxygen, working with some of these student athletes. You know, we talked just briefly, you know, the amount of sports where concussions are possible are fairly endless, even besides the one, football, we know. You know, we're thinking, you just mentioned hockey, lacrosse, some of these others. You've also been involved in the world of equestrians, riding horses,
and that connection.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's also a very, you know, concussion-heavy sport, as we say. At least 50% of equestrians have received at least one concussion in their life. And just like the other sports, there's been a history of denial, you know. They don't want to be perceived as being weak. They want to just get back on the horse and ride. They want to compete in that, you know, horse show the next day, that big event, that championship. They want to keep acquiring, you know, the points they need for their ranking. So the same thing, we're trying to teach them. We give concussion education presentations to the equestrians, and we raise funds to help them with their concussions as well. We try to get them right away. We were able to help a 20-year-old concussed dressage rider who's on an Olympic track, and we got her right away within 10 days of her most recent concussion. She's had three. We treated her with five. Her CNSVF neurocognitive scores that we take before and after improved. Her outcomes were very good, but we saw room for further improvement, so we gave her 10 more sessions, and they were outstanding. So it's so gratifying to see how these athletes, both the equestrians and the other student athletes, recover their brain health, how happy they are, how happy and relieved their families are, to see how they improve in their sports. We've had riders say, you know, I've been on up to the next level. I'm starting to, you know, I got a third, I got a second, I got a first. So it's very gratifying work, and I just wish everybody could know about it and utilize it for their brain injuries when they happen.
Well, you know, it's interesting. With all the different organizations that we have rotating around the Sports Doctor, whether it's working with parents in sports in England, whether it's iSport 360, and the NAES, the National Alliance of Youth Sports, our upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, the parents need to be educated about the whole world of concussions in order to be good listeners, to be able to pay attention in youth sports. In all overuse injuries, both physical and mental, one of the biggest concerns is the assumption that you're supposed to be playing hurt. Half these kids are on over-the-counter pain medicine. Dr. Weil, don't you understand? Her ankles are hurting her. If she doesn't take two Advil a day, she won't make the team. She'll miss the tournament, et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, the idea of concussions and head trauma has gotten so much attention, but the education of not only the coaches, but again of the parents understand, first of all, to be aware of whether there's changing in habits. Sometimes the concussion isn't some sort of an incident that everybody recognizes. Yes. Often it's subtle and it's missed. Mm-hmm. And the parents need to be educated. And again, if you're going to get these kids early, everybody's got to know about the signs and symptoms. I think we're making a lot of progress, but there's still an awful lot of room for improvement, Hillary, isn't there?
Yes, definitely. And that's a very good point about training the parents, because sometimes the coaches and the trainers, you know, are too busy, or in middle school sports, a lot of times the trainers aren't there. A lot of middle school sports don't have trainers on the field. And these kids, middle school kids, kids under 14, are the ones whose brains are most vulnerable. I mean, all of our brains are vulnerable, right? They're just like...
You would be shocked, Hillary. We've had, again, various experts on. One is a East Coast school psychologist, Don Brady, who's written for 25 years about the whole world of concussions. Again, that we've mixed in the expertise that comes on the Sports Doctor. He would tell me that we would be shocked if we knew the kids he's seeing in the world of sports who have the psychologically, or whether it's I'm not sleeping or I'm always angry or whatever it is that's related, again, to the world of concussions in school sports routinely.
Right.
A lot of kids are affected. And again, the people who recognize this initially is the parents who need to be educated, to pay attention, at least to be communicating with their kids. Hey, you know, you're hurting? You know, how's it going? You know, besides just asking how their knees are. Again, the idea of being able to be
aware. And I think this is that's our pearl for this show with you, Hillary. The parents.
Yes, definitely. And because, you know, if the kid has had a concussion and nobody recognizes it, and then they get another one, it's going to be worse. I mean, the brain, once you've had a concussion, the brain is more susceptible to another concussion, second impact syndrome.
Yes. Now, and also, again, like we talked about briefly, Catherine Schnedeker with the, you know, Pink Concussions, the organization, that the female phenomenon of concussions is different. There are some specific, again, points to understand. And this, for a lot of people initially, I don't know how long they've been around. I think she was on my show 5 years ago, whatever it was, is news to a lot of people that there's a, there are differences, boys and girls, females and males.
Yes. Yes. It was proven in the past, I think it was probably about 5 years ago that the research was out that females get concussed even more easily than males, and the effects last longer. And just like boys, I mean, girl athletes, you know, they want to suck it up and play and win as well. And, you know, not saying the boys don't get concussions. They certainly do, and they suffer, you know, greatly. But all of these kids can be treated with hyperbaric oxygen therapy, medical grade, and their brains are, you know, healed from the effects of the concussion, and then they can go on and play, and their brain is healthier and safer, and, you know, they're back to being the same happy.
Now, primary care, besides neurology or neurosurgeons, primary care doctors, pediatricians can write a prescription or recommend hyperbaric oxygen. Is it covered with insurance?
Not yet for brain injuries, even though it's covered for wounds on the leg. They don't yet cover wounds on the brain. But
Send them the show, would you, Hillary? You know what I mean?
Yes, good idea. Yeah,
send them the show. I find that amazing. Again, it's such a big deal. Physical therapy after an injury, let alone concussion, is expensive. Yeah. And absolutely, insurance should be involved in covering different types of treatments, especially ones that have been proven again and again. And this is still a big challenge.
Yes, there's a lot of research.
Hillary, I knew the time would fly. Give me again the website. People could find out all about your organization.
Sure. It's HOW, H-O-W, Foundation, SF, for South Florida, .org. So HOWFoundationSF.org. And they can see about the veteran program, the student-athlete program.
Hold on, Hillary. Again, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors in. If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
The station that makes you feel good.
We're back live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. It is the Sports Doctor is in segment. We preview some upcoming guests. We had a little Bob Guide of Wisdom, answer a couple emails. Next week, the financial mental toughness world, Ron Tank will join us about all aspects of that challenge financially. Where does mental toughness fit in? Then Lori Balke, my orthotics lab, Hen Hat Prescription Orthotics, and the new technology of scanning with an iPhone is very, very exciting. And she's going to discuss that with us following week. Kathy Lamberti, SmartFit, organization that really helps all aspects of cognitive and mental awareness and health in seniors, other organizations, incorporating the physical and mental side of staying healthy as best we can as we age, things that really can be helpful. Then one of our faves, Esther Gutierrez, she's a teammate of mine on the National Fitness Sports Hall of Fame, and her South Aerobics, that she's made famous. We'll definitely have some fun. Esther was one of the two who introduced me in my 2019 induction into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. Bob Guida, you know, it's funny, our first guest today, the world of massage therapy, Bob Guida, the great late sports therapist, did deep soft tissue therapy. He used a chiropractic machine called the G5, where he could really get, first of all, save his hands, as he talked about, but get dramatic, he called it vibrational therapy, soft tissue therapy on all sorts of injuries and problems. And he was really one of the innovators in that whole world of, again, soft tissue. A couple emails. Todd says, my 15-year-old daughter has been playing serious tennis probably the third year now. Two out of the 3 years, she's had persistent shin problems, shin splints. You know, Todd, probably 80% of persistent shin discomfort, lower leg, usually on the inside, discomfort's foot-related. And you want to pay attention to that. I can't tell you how often the addition of orthotics has been magic, along with the strengthening and the physical therapy. But one point, you need a diagnosis specifically. You have to rule out stress fracture. You got to get a diagnosis on what you're dealing with. You got to pay attention to rest and recovery and treatment, even including what's the best shoe, sports podiatry. Pay big attention to the foot mechanics. We don't need an unbalanced foot, but it's very common with excessive pronation, flattening of the foot, to have that torque on the lower leg. So look into that. Angie says, my 13-year-old daughter's serious figure skater, skating 5 days a week. She's got discomfort with these bumps on the back of her heels. You know, these so-called pump bumps, Angie, are common in skating. We've seen them in figure skating for years. Almost always, it's motion-related. Excessive heel motion. Imagine that foot flattening out excessively, and the back of the heel rubbing against the skate. You know, these boots, they're like wearing a cast. So any excessive motion can rub that area and thicken and cause some of the development of bumps. There is a condition called Haglund's, which is an actual enlargement of the back of the heel. That also, again, is usually aggravated by the same motion. What you want is have the bootmaker punch out the back of that area, window, that area around the bump, and you want to pay big attention, again, to orthotics. I've been putting orthotics in skates for decades for this problem with great success. Besides punching out the boot, making sure the fit of the boot is right. Sometimes some type of padding might be used. Proper orthotics are dramatically helpful in reducing that oscillating motion and rubbing. Almost always, this is a conservative problem. Once in two blue moons, we might be looking at a surgical problem. The Achilles tendon attaches to the back of the heel. Any excessive pulling and stretching can aggravate that area. We can develop a bursa or bursitis in the back of that area. So again, get the bootmaker to punch it out. Check out podiatry. Great success with orthotics. A shout out to our friends at Baseball Blue Book. Their CEO, Eric Wabina, has been a guest of mine. I've been on their show. Baseball Blue Book, 1909, it was created. I think Eric's family's owned it 40-something years. One-stop shopping for that young baseball player, that developing baseball player, regardless of his skills. Highly, highly touted high school athlete. What's the best college? Who are the coaches they should contact? What other information might be recruiters, et cetera? I'm excited about adding the sports medicine side to our friends with Baseball Blue Book. My colleague, Dr. Brian Cole, has been a frequent guest. The famous orthopedic specialist of the Bulls and White Sox will be also contributing to paying attention to the prevention of injury side of these young ball players, as well as enhancing performance, all these things that go into all of these different aspects that we talk about on the Sports Doctor. Another shout out again, the continuing importance of the book I co-authored with Hall of Fame volleyballer, kinesiology professor Sharky Zartman. Her newest book is called Shark Sense. Some great stuff for all aspects of life. Check it out. But in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, we paid big attention to the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports, both physically and mentally. Aggressive schedules, playing through injuries, great information, experts, parents themselves on what works, what's important to pay attention when you are a sports parent, whatever your son or daughter's age, whatever their sport, whatever their level, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, available on Amazon. See you next week, everybody. Health Awareness Month. Pay attention. See you next week.